This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:50 in the morning, this is The Morning Run. I'm Shazana with Wong Xiaoning. Now, in Budget 2022, the threshold of windfall profit tax for the palm oil sector increased by 500 ringgit a tonne to 3,000 ringgit a tonne for Peninsula Malaysia and 3,500 ringgit a tonne for East Malaysia. Now, this move is widely welcomed by planters, but it wasn't all good news as the levy rate was standardised to 3% nationwide. Previously, East Malaysia was subjected to a 1.5% levy rate.
So despite the recent positives that the sector has enjoyed in recent months, like a strong rebound in exports, India's decision to cut import tax on CPO, and of course what we are seeing now, record high palm prices, planters are also still facing labour shortages like many other sectors. So what lies in sight for Malaysia's most important cash crop? And were the initiatives in Budget 2022 welcome?
For more on this, we have Dr. Ahmad Parviz Ghulam Kadir, Director General of the Malaysian Palm Oil Board, or MPOB. Dr. Ahmad, thank you so much for speaking with us today. Now, is the increase in threshold price for the windfall profit tax a welcomed move? And what kind of impact do you see this having on the sector?
Generally, actually, it will benefit around 4,300 oil palm plantations that are paying this windfall tax, because basically they have to pay lesser into a windfall tax, because there is they doesn't have to pay any windfall tax when the price of CPO between 2,500 to 3,000 for Peninsula and 3,000 to 3,500 for the Sabah Sarawak. And I think this is definitely helped the industry basically to generate more profit. The last time that this tax or the windfall levy was revised was 2009, and this is after 12 years. And definitely after 12 years, the cost of production, the fertilizer, for fertilizer, chemical and labor have all basically increased. So that means basically the increase of 500 ringgit on the threshold is definitely very welcome, and also is in line with the current high, what we call the labor cost as well as the cost of production. And I think currently with the very high CPO price, which actually even reached 5,400 on the 3rd of November. So this will help the industry basically, or the plantation to spend more and manage better their plantation, and maybe to use some of their profit to work more on mechanization and automation. So then they can also indirectly reduce the dependency on labor. However, I think with this revision, it is good for the plantation. However, I think for the government, obviously, because there's a reduction in revenue collected by the government.
Now, many sectors complain of labour shortages, from SMEs to hospitalities. But I want to know, how has it affected the palm oil industry?
Our production, earlier we were expecting that our production of CPO this year will touch around 20 million tonnes. However, based on our record of 13.3 million tonnes by September, so we are expecting the maximum maybe around 18 million tonnes of CPO will be produced. And so that's where indirectly the effect of labour shortage. And we know our oil palm industry is very dependent on labour. And obviously, I think there's a lot of tough job for harvesting, especially harvesting of the palm oil, oil palm fresh fruit bunches. It's a very tough job, and this is where we are almost fully dependent with the foreign labour. And I think since the border closure, since 18 March to 2020, we have seen the amount of labour shortage, or the quantum has been increasing, because those who have gone back could not come back, and we could not even recruit any new workers due to the closure of the border. And also, I think basically our locals are not really keen to work in this industry, which is known for like 3D, dirty, dangerous and difficult. And I think basically we can say, due to the labour shortage, the plantation has a loss of revenue almost like 14 billion due to the amount of oil palm that could not be harvested. And this also indirectly will also reduce the country palm oil export revenue.
And you mentioned this earlier, Dr. Ahmad, about the need for automation. So in light of the labour shortage, you know, automation is the next key step moving forward. What are the efforts by MPOB to improve automation among palm oil growers? And what more do you think needs to be done to facilitate this transition?
Basically, I think government also is encouraging actually the latest, what we call the establishment of mechanization and automation research consortium of palm oil, or in short, MARCOP, where the government has agreed for a matching grant of 30 million, and the industry are paying 30 million through the CEF, where this 60 million will be used as a beginning for us to come up with this consortium, where we are going to look at existing technologies, as well as maybe looking at a potential technology provider that actually can come up with what we call very tangible and very what we call practical harvesting machine, the tools, and could actually help. So we are thinking about even going into like using drone or using exoskeleton, or maybe improving the mechanization. Well, currently, one of the issue with mechanization is because our topography, our type of soil are different. So some machine may be working in some areas, some might not be working in the other area. So we would like to start to find something which is very flexible, can cover as much as possible areas. And also, I think through this mechanization also, we hope we could actually improve. Because one of the issues that we have now, like for FPOPs, we have produced more than 50 technologies. So one of the challenge is that our harvesting can go up to around 7 meters. So anything above that is still very challenging. Whereas we have a lot of farm that goes up to 10 meters. So this is where I think the challenge that through MARCOP, we hope we could actually help overcome that.
And before we let you go, I mean, could you just give us an outlook for the palm oil industry for 2022 then?
Okay, looking at the outlook for the sector in 2022, we hope by 2022, we project that the production will be better this year, and for 2022, especially with the reopening of the border. I think recently we also heard a lot about the minister mentioning about getting the labour to come in. So once we have more labour to come in, and we could actually increase the productivity for next year. And by doing that, I think this will be better in terms of increasing our production. At the same time, we can also increase our export, which is basically very dependent of the supply of the palm oil. So by doing that, I think we hope we could actually get a better performance of the industry. If the production can improve and our stock, because currently it's very low, around 1.7 million. If we can go up to around 2 million tonnes, then I think the price will definitely stabilize. Obviously, currently it's very high. So it may come down to maybe around 3,500 or maybe even 4,000 to be stabilized around that. So I think that will, it's expected in the second quarter of next year. We have seen in 2018, early 2019, we are really looking forward for that not to be repeated itself. So we are hoping that the price will be, maybe stabilizing around 3,500 to around by middle of towards the end of next year.
Thanks, Dr. Ahmad. That was Dr. Ahmad Parvez Ghulam Kadir, the Director General of the Malaysian Palm Oil Board, or MPOB, talking to us about some of the trends affecting the palm oil sector and his outlook for 2022. He's hoping that prices stabilize around 3,500 ringgit towards the end of next year.
Yeah, but I think the sector is not without its challenges, right? So, of course, labour issues for them is critical, especially when it comes to the time where they need to pick the fruit. Because if you leave the fruits on the tree, they will rot, and that's just money going down the drain. Mm-hmm. But whether you can get enough people to help you to pick those fruit, I think that's a challenge that Malaysian planters face, because they've not been able to get any foreign labour. And it's not like, I think to some credit to them, they've tried to get locals to do the job, but it is a very tough job.
It is. And I think the outcome of the discussions between Malaysia and Indonesia are something that palm oil growers will probably be watching to see if there's any indication of when those borders will be open for foreign workers to come in. Because as Dr. Ahmad said, there is that real labour shortage. And automation is not going to happen quickly enough to offset what's going on at the moment. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.